Possible solutions, mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
He's Talk 96.9, 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth, and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
They need 11 more jurors to put former President Trump on trial. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So this morning, he'll be back in court in New York as the process continues.
Nearly 200 potential jurors have been brought in. All are asked if they can serve and be impartial. Those who say they can't are dismissed. The former president is accused of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal involving an adult film star in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.
Fox's Tony J. Powers. Of course, the former president may speak again before going into the courtroom like he did Monday and Tuesday, calling it a persecution, 2024 election interference. There's no trial in the Senate for Alejandro Mayorkas. Democrats dismissed the Republican case against the Homeland Security Secretary.
This whole impeachment was nothing more than a political show.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's a mere policy dispute. Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Democrats are ignoring evidence. Mayorkas ignored laws allowing record illegal immigration.
They don't want to hear about the terrorists coming into this country or the criminals who are murdering Americans every week. They don't want to hear about any of it.
Pro-Palestinian protests last night in New York City. That's it. Columbia University, where hundreds of students have set up a Gaza solidarity encampment on campus, hours after Columbia's president told a congressional hearing they're working to stop anti-Semitism on campus. But Columbia student Daniela Simons just told Fox they're not doing that enough. They don't feel safe.
I've had my friends who were attacked for showing their Judaism, for wearing yarmulkes, for, you know, showing their dog tags, for wearing Stars of David.
Google has fired 28 employees who took part in sit-in protests, disrupting work at Google offices in New York and California. There are reports out of the Middle East. The U.S. may have given Israel approval for a new offensive against Hamas in an area of Gaza full of Palestinian civilians. That support reportedly would be in exchange for Israel not responding to Iran's weekend attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
This is Florida News Now.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who represents the district, including Eglin Air Force Base, accused the Pentagon of giving too much power to defense contractors, who are in turn bilking American taxpayers.
Lockheed Martin built the F-35. Only 29% of them are fully operationally capable right now. We've all agreed that's failing. So now the question is, why is it failing? And this GAO report says the reason it's failing is because the fox is watching the hen house.
Gaetz says government must demand accountability and get more of the F-35s up and running. After crusading for school districts to be allowed to remove books and signing a bill to do just that in 2022, Governor DeSantis is backtracking. He signed a new bill that limits how many demands for book removals can take place. A study finds that Florida leads the nation in book bans. Today is another important day for Florida taxpayers.
Florida Tax Watch has dubbed this, April 18th, the day we're actually earning money for ourselves. The independent nonpartisan government watchdog has determined it took an average Floridian 107 days to pay local, state, and federal taxes, a day longer than last year. But notes because of our relatively low state and local tax burdens, our taxpayer independence day is actually earlier than the average American. Eric Rodriguez, Miami.
Tampa police are investigating after dangerous items were found in an SUV. Police say guns, high-capacity magazines, and gas tanks were found in the vehicle. The items were found after a man in the SUV shot himself to death as police approached. Florida's two NHL teams will face off in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Florida Panthers will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning in a best-of-seven series. Game one is set for Sunday in Sunrise. With Florida's news, I'm Chris Trinkman.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Florida License D056341.
On Guarding Your Nest Egg Radio, Mike Lester, founder of Talon Wealth, focuses on a key question many share. Do I have enough to retire?
For starters, we'll do the math for you. But to me, it's really more about lifestyle. I want to find out what's important to you. I want to find out what your expenses are. And then I'm going to give you a realistic expectation moving forward of how your money needs to be invested to accomplish your goals in retirement.
Get to know Mike at GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
Divine Wines, all at your fingertips. 36 Divine Wines, in fact, all waiting to be savored in the distinctive, luxurious surroundings of the Divine Wine Gallery inside the internationally award-winning The Gardens Hotel. Serve yourself at your pace and pleasure as you relish in the tastes and aromas of the most unique and uncommon selection of wines in Key West. Wines not commonly found in retail establishments include some of the world's finest, like Profile. You'll be issued your own personal Divine Wine card, giving you complete control over your experience, a taste, a glass, or a flight of the most exquisite wines found anywhere. And every evening from 5 to 7, music fills the air of the Divine Wine Gallery's cabaret. Monday, it's Mike Dennis. Tuesday, enjoy the music of Gregory James. Wednesday features the Kenny Albert Duo. Thursday, it's Mary Spear. Friday, start your weekend with John Hobbins. Saturday features Bobby Green. And Sunday, April 21st, it's Jazz in the Gardens with Terry White and friends from 5 to 7:30. Coming May 4th, it's the Talk Derby to Me, Kentucky Derby Party to benefit the Key West Police Department Mounted Unit. Come, unwind, and enjoy Key West's Divine Wine Gallery, nestled within the internationally award-winning The Gardens Hotel, 526 Angela Street, Old Town, Key West.
Calling all pirates, partiers, and constituents. Declare your fun dependence and join us for Key West's 42nd annual Conch Republic Independence Celebration, April 19th through the 28th. Enjoy 20-plus fun-filled festivities for all ages, with many held in waterfront parks and storied saloons. Free events include the drag races, craft street fair, world's longest parade, and the blue ribbon bed races, all on Duval Street, and the Great Sea Battle and Naval Independence Parade in Key West Harbor. Support local charities and reserve tickets for the Conch Crawl and Pub Stroll, Military Muster Cocktail Party at Truman Waterfront, Hot Havana Night at Kea's Backyard Bar, and the Brawl on Duval. Event tickets and a full schedule of festivities are available at conchrepublic.com. That's conchrepublic.com for more information and advance tickets. The 2024 Independence Celebration is brought to you through the generous support of Monroe County Tourist Development Council, the City of Key West, Conch Republic Military, and Florida Keys businesses. The Florida Keys and Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 1025.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9 1025. The talk of the Keys. As did I. 77 degrees, though. 82 will be the high. Clear skies, says the forecast, for the next number of days, at least through the weekend. And it looks like there's no major traffic incidents to report, but we're going to double-check that for you in just a few minutes here. Right now, speaking with Julie McEnroe, she's with Conch Republic Days, and appropriately, we just had a commercial about Conch Republic Days that just ran and just kind of gave an outline of some of the events coming up. But good morning to you, Julie. How are you? Whoop, Julie, you with me? Okay, let's see. I think I have her. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right
back.
Good morning. Oh, hi, there you are. How are you? Uh-oh. Julia, I can't seem to hear you. I heard a good morning, and that was about it. Are you still with me? I heard a good morning. All right, you know what? We're going to take a quick break, see if we can figure out what's going on here. We'll be right back. Keys Talk, 96.9 1025.
Are you losing sleep over your IRS problems? Do you owe the IRS money, are getting audited, or have not filed all of your returns? If so, you may need help. You could call the IRS and wait on hold for a couple of hours, but they are not going to tell you all of your rights. In many cases, they just want your money. You could call a company across the country. You know, the one with an 800 number you hear on commercials. Good luck getting them to help you with an IRS officer in South Florida. Or you could call me, Steve Klitzner. I'm a Miami attorney, and my practice is exclusively focused on helping people and businesses who have IRS problems. And I will listen to your situation and tell you my thoughts. A consultation with me is free. I will use all my powers and all my skills to help you immediately. Call me today at 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And I think we've reestablished connection with Julie McEnroe of Conk Republic Independence Day Celebration. Julie, you with me? Uh-oh. For some reason, your phone is not cooperating this morning, I think. Oh, I hear something. Hello.
Okay, I think I can hear you, Michael. Sorry about our connection here.
No problem. I think I've got you here now, but it's certainly worth waiting for. The Conk Republic Independence Celebration 42nd anniversary is coming up in just a few days. Pretty exciting.
It is. We've got 10 days of fun-filled activities for all ages.
Yeah. So Julie McEnroe with us. Julie, tell us about the Conk Republic Independence, which is the reason for this celebration. It happened back in, 1982?
1982.
Yeah.
What had happened at the time? Well, Key West has always been a smuggler's haven from like 1600s going on, and it's just varying product that would come in and out. And in the 80s, there was a lot of product that was driving up the Keys into the mainland. And the federal government decided that it would be appropriate to put a federal roadblock cutting off the Keys at Florida City. We were able to come back and forth, but we had to go through a checkpoint, and there was lines of cars coming up. And it happened at a time where Key West economy had done a radical shift. 2 years before that, Navy had sent 25,000 people out of the community. So we had a population of 50,000 that dropped to 25,000, followed by the Mariel boat lift, which tourism wasn't a big thing at that point. So when the roadblock came, the islanders were really stuck as far as the economy was going. So they immediately wrote a letter to the governor at the time, who said, sorry, it's a federal roadblock. We aren't able to do anything about it. So their next plan was to write a letter to President Reagan, which never had any response. So Dennis Wardlow and Virginia Panico, Ed Swift, and a group, David Horan, had gotten together and were trying to, you know, figure out how are they going to get this roadblock taken down, was the essence of it. And they went to Miami to, they were in court. And when they came out of the courthouse, there were a plethora of different radio stations, TV stations. Everybody, all of a sudden, it became a national news item. Mm-hmm. And once it became national, it didn't take long for the federal government to realize that maybe putting up a federal roadblock within the United States wasn't the most appropriate action. And it was taken away, but it facilitated a whole new concept with the Concrete Public Key West. And they had a ceremony at Mallory Square on April 23rd, which was the day that they'd gone to, they flew back from the courthouse after that. And 42 years later, we're still celebrating. A lot of our events were from the first year after the succession. Mm-hmm. And throughout the years, we've added new events, expanded to include all different types of activities for kids, for adults, mm-hmm. for partying. And it's just became a national holiday in the Conk Republic.
It sure has. Yeah. Again, Julie McEnroe with us with the Conk Republic Independence Celebration. I have spoken with Dennis Wardlow about the history of the Conk Republic. There were some tense times, apparently, during the period of independence there, and he stuck to his guns, as did the others who were involved here. But it really is quite a story. And as they say, people who seceded where others have failed. I even saw that Conk Republic has been foundering since 1982.
We're now known as one of the micronations of the world, and we actually have a film crew that's coming to town this weekend that's doing a documentary on micronations. So they're going to come and see how we handle ours and what we do.
Yep.
And it starts tomorrow. Our first yep. event is actually a cleanup that we're working with the Key West Ploggers, or the Plogging of the Florida Keys and the Green Ops and Keep Key West Beautiful.
Yes.
And we're going to do a beach cleanup tomorrow morning. And then at 5 o'clock, we have our official opening ceremony and raising of the colors at Mallory Square, which is open to the public. That's from 5 until 6.
Mm-hmm.
And if people feel like they want to still party and celebrate, Schooner Wharf Bar is doing their annual kickoff party and conch shell blowing contest.
Oh, yes.
So that's our first day of activities. And then Saturday, we have a pretty full day. We have the conch crawl is happening in the afternoon. Ocean Fest is happening at the Truman Waterfront,
mm-hmm.
which is their 14th year. They're not technically one of the original events of the festival, but what we try and do is include as many community activities that are happening
yeah.
during that time and help promote. So that's another fun activity. And if you live on Stock Island and you want to help clean up the community on Saturday, you can meet at Bernstein Park in the morning, and they're going to be doing a cleanup from 8 until noon. And then Saturday afterward, we have pirate sales, too, at the on board the When and If over at the Perry Hotel. So we have a family pirate sale in the afternoon and a more adult-oriented pirate sale in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, we have the Crafts Fair that's going to be on Duval Street. And that runs from Duval and Green to Eaton Street. And that's free to the public, lots of unique treasures from local artists that are participants in the Mallory Square celebration, and it's hosted by Mallory Square artists and performers.
Yes.
Monday, we're doing a sale on the When and If with Corey Malcolm, who is the Keys historian.
Oh, yeah.
We're calling it a sale into history. And then Tuesday is our big birthday party for the Conk Republic. She turns 42, and we're going to have quite a party at the Truman Waterfront.
Yeah, that is going to be great. Let me see. Are there still tickets available for the big birthday party on the 23rd?
There are. We mm-hmm. have reserve ceremony and muster tickets for $20, and that includes sea rations that are provided by Jersey Mike's and also a Truth Serum cocktail from the Key West First Legal Rum Distillery. And the tickets include seating for the ceremony and the muster. We have live entertainment with Sir C.W. Cole. He's a royal minstrel of the Conk Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny Hoy is going to be performing. And then Rich McKay and his group, the Sundogs, are going to close out the evening. So we have live music from 5 until 8, with the exception of our ceremony that's going to be from 5:30 to 6:30. And it's open to the public. And if you want to reserve a seat, please go online to conkrepublic.com and purchase your ticket and come and play with us.
Yeah, there is certainly more events than we could even mention, but we'll be talking about them now until they conclude on Sunday, April 28th. ConkRepublic.com is where you can find out more about all of these events. There is a drag race bed race on, I believe it's, what, Friday or I'll have to look that up. But that's Bourbon Street. And then there's a big bed race Saturday the 27th, Blue Ribbon bed race as that happens. Then, of course, there is the historic sea battle that comes up towards the end of the celebration.
That's a pretty spectacular event in the harbor for sure.
Yes, it is. It is. Well, it's amazing. And Conch Republic certainly lives on, is alive and well. Jimmy Gillerin, the Secretary of State. We have our own Navy and military. It's really is amazing. So it will also be really fun to see the film and how that turns out about the true nation that is, micronation that is the Conch Republic. Again, speaking with Julie McEnroe.
We try and make it as fun as possible. I think that Key West and the Conch Republic, one of the most magic things is everybody gets to be their five-year-old.
Yeah.
And the spirit is throughout the whole festival.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it really is. And a lot of people come together to sponsor this and make it possible. Of course, the Tourist Development Council, the military forces of the Conch Republic is there. Key West, the city of Key West certainly gets strongly behind it. Key West Historic Seaport, the Topsail Schooner, Historic Tours of America, Ed Swift and his company, Opal Key, Key West First Legal Rum Distillery. Paul Menta, of course, is behind many causes. Schooner Wharf Bar, I'm trying to get through them all, and there's a lot. We'll mention those throughout as well because really the community comes together.
We're very, very blessed. The festival takes a lot of work to put on, and it takes the community to help us. And we're very, very fortunate that we have a strong support system, and it allows us to be able to produce the events. And I would say 99% of our events are free. We have the ticket events, you know, where you can come for free, or if you wanted to do, you know, to have an upgrade, you can purchase a seat, like I mentioned, for the birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And even go and buy a passport to the Conch Republic. That's available, too.
We're going to have a welcome center that's set up at the seaport at Thompson Plaza.
Great.
On the corner of Elizabeth and Green. That's going to be open every day from 2 to 9, and we'll have people can stop by and pick up an official program guide. They're free. We also have a pocket guide if they don't want the program.
Yep.
We have passports for sale, flags, Conch Republic flags, anything Conch Republic will be at that store.
Yeah.
And we have the introduction of the Dennis Wardlow Challenge Coin.
Oh.
He is just came out with it last month, and we're proud to say that we're going to be selling those to the public. So please stop by, pick up some swag, find out all the events that you want to play at, and we'll also have at various events pop-up merchandise tents, and that'll be at, you know, various events as well. So there's a lot of opportunities to get all decked out in Conch Republic colors.
It really is. And one final note, too, the recent edition of the 7 Mile Offshore Grand Prix in Marathon, April 26th through the 28th, which is affiliated with the Conch Republic Independence Celebration, too. So that's another big one.
I want to remind everybody, too, we have a boat parade that is prior to the Great Battle on Friday the 26th.
Yes.
And the parade itself is open to anybody. So if you have a pleasure boat that you want to participate in or a charter boat, please look online. We've got an application for the Naval Boat Parade. And that starts off the battle. We have a parade that starts at 7. And then usually every year the Coast Guard decides to come in and attack us while we're in the middle of our parade. And we have rumors that it might be happening again this year, so don't be surprised after the parade if we have a big battle fighting the Coast Guard.
Well, I certainly still have complete faith in the Conch Republic Navy in overcoming adversity on the seas and prevailing in the great battle as well. So, and one final question for you. The CIA, is that going to be there as well?
Oh, my gosh. The CIA is a strong backbone of the Conch Republic military, and they're actually the group that is hosting the military muster. And we're going to be working with them. We'll have at Mallory Square the night of the battle, we will have a setup that's at the T dock, and that's where General Scarlett, who is our new Supreme Commander, Admiral Finbar, decided at 82 he was going to step aside. He's not stepping down. He's stepping aside for the new generation. And she has her land forces that will be participating in the battle. And we'll also have a small merchandise area set up right in that area as well. So anybody that wants to watch the most spectacular event at sea, please come to Mallory Square on Friday night. Well, festivities start at 6:30, the parade's at 7, and by 8 o'clock you'll be ready to go to Schooner Wharf and party at the surrender ceremony and victory party.
Well, again, Julie McEnroe with us from Conch Republic Independence Celebration on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And some people are very familiar with the Conch Republic and the stories. Others are not, so we wanted to give a little background. But we should also clue some people in as to what the CIA actually stands for in this case.
Our cuties in action are always planning something fun.
Cuties in action. I love it. All right. Well, Julie, I think we've covered it pretty well here. We'll certainly continue talking about the Conch Republic Independence Celebration, the 42nd annual celebration, April 19th to the 28th in Key West. So anything we should mention at this point, because I know we got to let you get back to your busy duties on behalf of the Conch Republic.
It's a little crazy today, but it's all well. And we really are looking forward to having everybody come out and celebrate with us.
Yes. Oh, what a great time. What a wonderful celebration. So you have a wonderful day, Julie. We will talk to you soon.
Well, thank you, Michael. And we'll look forward to seeing you at our festivities.
Yes, you certainly will. We're looking forward to it as well. Have a great day.
Thank you, Michael.
Bye now.
Long live the Conch Republic.
Absolutely. Long live the Conch Republic. Love it. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Julie McEnroe with us. Conch Republic Independence Celebration. Really, a lot of creative people there just having a lot of fun. You need to take part in it, too. ConchRepublic.com for all the details. 8:25 is the time. This is Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys.
Meet Mike Lester.
Talent is not going to be the right choice for every single person out there, right? Because everybody is different. We do well when our clients do well. We're literally sitting on the same side of the table with them. We're in this together.
Yeah.
When you do well, I'll do well. Once we have that understanding, then we can come up with a plan that's designed to help you be successful in retirement.
Find out more at guardingyournestegg.com.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Lord License D056341.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus, the best in live entertainment. Thursday, Tom Curtis Jr. returns from 5 to 8, and Al Romano, Sinatra in the Keys, is back on the rooftop from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday, Tom Curtis Jr. is on the rooftop from 5 to 8, followed by Gabriel Donahue playing downstairs from 5 to 8, and Milo is live from 8 to 11. Saturday, Milo entertains from 5 to 8. Dean Dunleavy plays on the rooftop from 5 to 8, and it's Gabriel Donahue from 8 to 11. Sunday, it's Tom Curtis Jr. from 1 to 4, and Gabriel Donahue from 4 to 7. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Four Star Rentals has almost every piece of equipment that you'll ever need for any project. Now imagine what a hero you'll be when you take on that tree trimming job with a chipper from Four Star Rentals, or when you rent a bobcat and fill all those holes in the driveway she's been telling you about. You know what? There's no telling how much respect you'll gain when you take hold of one of their tools and tackle a job like a pro. So if you have a project, Four Star Rentals, they have the equipment to make you a pro. And don't forget about all those special occasions, either a wedding reception for your daughter, a graduation party for your son. Four Star Rentals has everything you could possibly need, starting with party tents, including tables and chairs, champagne fountains, chafing dishes, even barbecue cookers. So when you start planning that project, visit Mile Marker 4.5 in Key West, across from the golf course. These friendly folks are good, and they'll help you with any project you might have. That's Four Star Rentals.
So be sure to check out Four Star Rentals for all your party needs. They have a fleet of delivery trucks, so one call does it all. Four Star Rentals. Call 294-7171.
Hey, Key West. Danny Hughes here from Two Friends Patio. I love live music all day, every day. And that's exactly what we have. Breakfast, lunch, happy hour, and dinner just seem better. An Eggs Benedict or Key West shrimp is more pimp. Beer tastes more cheery. You ameliorate a steak. And you're eating that food and drinking that drink, enjoying the music, and you're sitting in Old Town Key West, the best damn place in the world. So meet your friends or make your friends at Two Friends, 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West, or twofriends.com.
The Greenhouse. Have you been there yet? We even spell it with three E's to help you smile when you say it. That's our goal. We carry the largest selection of hemp-derived THC and CBD products in Monroe County. If you've been taking medication for anxiety, depression, inflammation, lack of sleep, or muscle and joint pain, and it's just not working, or you don't like the side effects, we can help. If you're looking to chill, relax, escape, focus, or even break out into euphoric fits of laughter, we can help there too. No medical card is needed. You just have to be 21 or over. Our three locations are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. In Key West, we're at 431 Front Street, just in front of Mallory Square. In Marathon, you can find us at mile marker 52 at 10875 Overseas Highway. In Key Largo, we're at 99304 Overseas Highway in the middle of the road. Swing on by, share your goals with us, and we'll recommend a product to help you reach them. And we back our recommendations with a 100% money-back guarantee. The Greenhouse. Stop on by and find out what the buzz is all about today.
Visit one of the 10 locations of the Greenhouse, including Big Pine Key, Isla Mirada, Key Largo, and three locations in Key West.
You love your boat. You want it to look its best, but the canvas is a little tattered. Or maybe your captain's chairs have endured too many years of friends having fun on your boat. Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West does all of it. I'm Renee from Caribbean Marine Canvas, and whether it's repairs or remanufacture of Bimini tops, Dodgers, partial or full enclosures with sewn-in glass and zippers, cushions of all sizes, even those luxury captain's chairs, bolsters, bench seats, deck awnings, sunshades, Caribbean Marine Canvas is truly a custom canvas shop. We even have an authentic shoemaker on staff, so our craftsmanship is second to none. I will visit your boat and fully understand your project, and we'll be on time every time. My husband Steve and I are the owners. We work in our business every day, and our team will find solutions specifically for you. We'll even remove your old items and reinstall the new ones. Caribbean Marine Canvas of Key West, 6003 Peninsular Ave, Stock Island, across from Ocean's Edge Resort and Marina. Phone 305-432-6542 to schedule your estimate.
It'll never happen to me. I'll never need help. That's what every boater thinks. But then one day, you do need help. And you have no way of getting it because you thought having an emergency locator beacon was unnecessary. You're wrong. Emergency locator beacons are effective, affordable, and they save lives. Seriously. If not for you, do it for them.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Beautiful day as we get set for, wow, it's almost the weekend already. 77 degrees right now, 82 for your high for today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 74 Friday, mostly sunny, and 83. The weekend looking pretty spectacular. Sunny, 83, no mention of rain. Sunday, sunny and 83 as well. We do have a traffic incident to report in Marathon, and I will just, well, actually it's gone, so we're not going to even worry about it. There was an accident with no injuries just in the southern part of Marathon, but the data is gone, so we're not going to worry about that too much. We now say good morning to Commissioner Michelle Lincoln with us this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Hello and good morning to you, Michael, and to our listeners. And I feel like I just left the Monroe County Board of Commission meeting, and I feel like I'm still going strong from yesterday's meeting.
I think you did, yes. So it was a very lengthy one. A lot of ground was covered, though, but boy, it was long.
It was long, and we didn't take a lunch break, and I think we were all surprised at just how in depth we went on so many different topics, and it was amazing and frustrating and good and a whole mixture of different emotions throughout the day for sure.
Well, the TDC was on the agenda, and that we had a very detailed discussion about the TDC from the county attorney. Certainly some things were learned that maybe people didn't understand as far as the intricacies of the TDC, but let's talk about where we are currently with that and the possibility of a change in management, et cetera.
Exactly. You know, I brought this topic up and asked Bob, our county attorney, to kind of give us a TDC 101, because I think there's so much misinformation out there in the community about the tourist development tax and the bed tax and advertising. And, you know, sometimes we hear comments of, oh my gosh, they're raising the tax again. And we're not. All the money that we receive, that the county receives from the tourist development tax, is by the actual number of heads on beds. And that is at 4 pennies. And we kind of discussed that a little. But the county commissioners have, you know, we have no say in how many visitors come to our county and how much money has grown in that account. And so it was nice that Bob explained that, and also explained that the Florida state statute pretty much dominates how the Tourist Development Council is run and the percentage and the budget that must go for advertisement. And that is at least 40% of the money that is brought in from that bed tax must go for advertisement. So when people sometimes make comments that, oh, you all shouldn't be advertising so much with that money, we have to. And it was also interesting to see not only that, but that the people who are on the Tourist Development Council must be in the tourist industry. So there were comments sometimes that, oh, well, the people on that board are just taking care of their own business, you know, when they approve projects. Well, that's what they're supposed to do. So, you know, they do have to follow certain rules of ethics, the Florida ethics. So it was just really good. I feel like I'm diving in deeper than I might need to right now in the morning show with you.
No.
But it really, to me, opened up some of the misconceptions, and we were able to clear the air on all of that.
Yeah.
With the whole goal of being, how do we keep our tourist-driven economy strong and take care of our brick-and-mortar projects and our advertisement and have more transparency and have more accountability for the way that tax is being spent. So it was a very good, eye-opening meeting, and I think Bob did a great job, as did Christine when she came up, and also Lambert also came up and talked about how we're moving forward. We've now hired a nationwide search organization. We're also going to be forming a committee that will be the search committee that will take the recommendations of that private organization and move forward on who we're going to hire and maybe restructuring at the top level. So I feel within 12 weeks we will be in a much better spot than we are now as far as how the organization looks. Yet through this whole process, the Tourist Development Council is still having their meetings. They're still approving budget ideas. They're still approving the advertisement. They're still approving special events in our county. So it did not come to a halt. You know, the organization is still doing what they need to do to keep our county viable in the tourist market.
Yeah. We are speaking with County Commissioner Michelle Lincoln, County Commissioner District 2 from Monroe County, Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. So, Commissioner, I know that it is well known that the marketing director has been removed from that position. And then is it also the case that the 501c3, I believe, that actually ran the day-to-day operations of the TDC, there will be a change in that as well as far as a new entity running the TDC day-to-day?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we agreed after the presentation that we liked the way it was running. You know, we liked that separate arm. And we want to keep it that way. We do not want to bring it in-house. So that was an option. And none of the commissioners had an appetite to pursue that any further. We feel like we like it being separate from the county and us just having the oversight. So that will remain the same.
Yeah, and as you said, too, the portion of the revenue that is based on people spending money that are not from here but bringing money to the county, a portion of that does go to advertising and marketing to continue the influx of tourism that the economy is very dependent upon. And then a significant portion does go to other projects and infrastructure as well. So people do need to be reminded that that is – certainly the case. So TDC is one big aspect of what was talked about yesterday and what continues to be talked about. Insurance rates also are being discussed, and some hand-wringing on that as well, dependent upon what this legislature for the state does. So we did have a report from FAIR yesterday, and that continues to be analyzed.
Yes, it was so nice to have firm, fair insurance rates of Monroe County. We had Mel Montagne, the director, come and speak to us. He has been doing this for 18 years. It is a grassroots nonprofit organization that's attempting to save Monroe County and our property owners to receive fair, equitable, and affordable property insurance coverage. And it is an uphill battle, and yet Mel is there. He is in Tallahassee. He's in Washington, D.C. He brings the Citizens Insurance Agency down to the Keys for site visits just to see how responsible we are in our growth and raising houses and building to the most stringent code in the state of Florida, and yet how $50 million a year go into their coffers and we rarely get anything back, and yet our rates keep going up. So, you know, once a year we like to bring him in to just give us an update and to also let him know how much we appreciate what their organization is doing.
Well, and speaking of cost of housing and the like, Monroe County and the commissioners declaring April as Fair Housing Month. And it's my understanding there were some people from Florida, what was it, from Florida Commerce there inspecting some different buildings that have been projects of the county as well. So fair housing continues to be one of the priorities of the commission.
It does. And, you know, it's on our top list of the three most important needs of our county. And one of them is always housing, affordable housing, safe housing, housing for our workforce, whether they're on the lower economic scale or the middle or the higher. We, you know, we need to make sure we're protecting our homes and our home ownership for our residents here in Monroe County.
Yeah. Well, the International Airport, Key West International Airport, was on the agenda yesterday as well. Robert Strickland, the airport director, was on the podium as well, discussing the latest projects and upgrades there. I know that there's been some TSA slowdowns that people have been talking about. I do also know that the TSA has been actively working to recruit additional personnel here in Monroe County, so they are aware of some of the backlog that has been caused, but that's being addressed. Otherwise, the project and the major remodeling of the International Airport continues to move forward, and I will note that March, apparently, we had another record-setting month for airport travel at the Key West International Airport.
I know, it's just, it's mind-blowing. I guess, you know, everyone still wants to come to the Florida Keys, and our residents want the ability to be able to fly out of Key West. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that can't be missed either, that I know I love being able to fly out of Key West instead of driving to Miami and trying to find a parking spot and going through their TSA, which is even more of a nightmare than our TSA is. It is definitely popular still to fly in and out of the Keys. You know, we always like to prefer people to do that instead of driving through the Keys to get more cars off the highway. And yes, we're all frustrated right now with how crowded the holding room is. And, you know, again, that's one of the reasons why we are doing this humongous project and can't wait for a year from now when it's maybe part of it's complete and we can have better holding areas, a better concourse. And it's very exciting what we're doing there. And hats off to Richard Strickland and the whole crew there that are really on top of this project and keeping it moving at such a fast pace.
Yeah. And also hats off to the Key West International Airport sponsorship of five Independence Day fireworks again for the fourth year in a row throughout the Florida Keys. So they're giving back to the community as well by being the major sponsor of those five large fireworks displays.
I love that. And I always want to make it really clear to everyone that that does not come out of taxpayers' money, that that money is from ticket use for anyone who uses the airport. They pay a ticket fee. And with that money, a percentage of it gets to go back into the community promoting the goodness of the airport. And mm-hmm. so I just absolutely love the way that and it was actually Mike Forrester, God bless his soul, who first brought it up to Richard one year and said, how come you're only letting this money be used in Key West when some people fly into Key West? But then they come to other parts of the Keys, and isn't there a way we can share this money countywide? And mm-hmm. Richard was like, well, never thought about that, but okay. And yeah. we all then said, hey, each of our communities have a fireworks celebration, and wouldn't it be nice if we could give each of our communities this boost in the arm? So instead of just all the locals donating the money for the fireworks, that it could come from a different source. I just love that every year that the airport is able to provide that for our entire county.
Yeah, that certainly is a benefit. And again, Michelle Lincoln, County Commissioner, District 2, but also, Michelle, a lot of people do know that prior to being a commissioner, you also were on Marathon City Council for 3 years, the mayor of Marathon as well for a year. And Marathon also apparently will be getting some help from the airport. There is slated to be a move of the runway. And then I know the Chamber of Commerce in Marathon has some hopes of maybe bringing in some commercial travel at some point in the future, too. So advancements being done in Marathon as well.
Yes, that has always been the goal. And that project in Marathon is moving along. And within the next couple of years, it should be complete. They're in the design and permitting and mitigation and, you know, all the different steps along the way. I know that Richard meets with me periodically and we go over the time frames, and it's moving along the way it should be. So mm-hmm.
good.
Yep.
Very good. And one final note, you're also going to be hosting a town hall meeting for Big Coppet residents April 29th at 5:30 Big Coppet First Baptist Church. County staff, solid waste, engineering, roads, parks, and beaches, Monroe County Sheriff's Office. So I imagine there will be a number of topics being discussed during the town hall meeting.
Absolutely. I'm super excited about that. Yes, I had some residents in the area reach out to me about it. Like, they had a laundry list of topics they wanted to talk about. What's going on with the park? What about the possibility of sidewalks? Mm-hmm. What about cars on the right of way? They just, they have a whole list, and I'm like, okay, let's get the crew together. Let's put together all of our staff. And I just love when I have an opportunity to meet with the neighborhood and with the people who staff wise and the sheriff's department can really help, come up with some solutions for what their issues are. So I'm very excited about that. That's again, like you said, on Monday, April 29th at 5:30 at the First Baptist Church in Big Coppet.
Very good.
Well, I look forward to seeing everyone there.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage people to take part. Let your voices be heard. Commissioner Lincoln is always very receptive to community and constituent input. And this is, again, an opportunity for Big Coppet residents to discuss any concerns. And Big Coppet certainly is growing. I know the traffic flow in the mornings continues to grow, it seems like, on a daily basis. So there's a lot to be discussed there and worked together upon. So, Commissioner, anything else that we should mention, though? I think we've hit all the highlights here this morning.
Well, we missed about 6 hours of the county commission meeting highlights, but that's okay.
Well, you're welcome to mention any others, but otherwise we can save them for another day. But, try to hit the three major points. But, yes, you certainly put in your time yesterday.
We did. Everyone have a great morning and take care. It's nice to be on your radio show. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for talking to all of us throughout the entire Keys, and thank you for your service to Monroe County. You have a wonderful day, Commissioner.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye. Commissioner Michelle Lincoln with us, Commissioner District 2, Monroe County. Keys Talk 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. We return in a moment.
Are you losing sleep over your IRS problems? Do you owe the IRS money, are getting audited, or have not filed all of your returns? If so, you may need help. You could call the IRS and wait on hold for a couple of hours, but they are not going to tell you all of your rights. In many cases, they just want your money. You could call a company across the country. You know, the one with an 800 number you hear on commercials. Good luck getting them to help you with an IRS officer in South Florida. Or you could call me, Steve Klitzner. I'm a Miami attorney, and my practice is exclusively focused on helping people and businesses who have IRS problems, and I will listen to your situation and tell you my thoughts. A consultation with me is free. I will use all my powers and all my skills to help you immediately. Call me today at 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business. Part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
Attention foodies and music lovers. Experience the taste of paradise at the iconic Green Turtle Inn, your ultimate destination for Keys casual dining. Located at mile marker 81 in beautiful Isla Mirada. Indulge in the very best steaks, seafood, and pasta the Keys have to offer. But the magic doesn't stop there. Immerse yourself in the enchanting ambiance of live piano music at 8 p.m. every Thursday through Saturday. Renowned pianist and singer Jimmy Burns, straight from the club car in Nantucket, is bringing his talents to the Florida Keys. And beginning at 8:30 p.m., join the fun of piano sing-along with all the tunes you know and love. Make your reservations now at the Green Turtle Inn, where exceptional cuisine meets the magic of live music and the joy of piano sing-along. The iconic Green Turtle Inn, your passport to a night of indulgence, music, and sing-along fun. Visit us at mile marker 81 in Isla Mirada or online at greenturtleinn.com.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9 1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 1025.
And good morning, Keys. Keys Talk 96.9 1025, the talk of the Keys. And it is 8:52 now. Beautiful day, as mentioned, and it's already almost the weekend. It's going to be a very nice weekend as well. 77 currently the temperature, 82 for the high today. No mention of rain throughout the weekend. Going to be, so Friday, 83, mostly sunny. Saturday, 83, sunny. Sunday, 83, sunny. And that seems to continue through the first part of next week as well. We're now going to say hello to a familiar voice, John Bartus, former mayor of the city of Marathon. Good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yes.
And it is a beautiful day, too.
Oh, my, it is. It most certainly is. So I had the pleasure of speaking with you briefly at the Greater Marathon Chamber of Commerce Luncheon. You continue to be very, very active in the community. You continue to serve your community in a number of capacities, even though you're not officially in the role of mayor or on the city commission. However, you continue to serve in a variety of ways on a lot of different not-for-profit organizations, among other things. So let's talk about that.
All right. Let's run down a few of those things. Presence in Paradise is something that's near and dear to me. My wife, Sarah, founded that program quite a while back, and it's grown to it provides Christmas for local working families and lets them put you know, the gifts and the stuff that we're able to provide, we shop their lists and they can have it and distribute it to their families where the way their traditions dictate. Mm-hmm. And so we helped out those local working families. I think we helped out 700 kids last Christmas. Wow. Keys up, up and down the Keys, mm-hmm. from the Lower Keys, Middle Keys, and the Upper Keys. Mm-hmm. And that program has grown, and I'm assuming it's going to grow again this next year.
Yes.
And but it's a really cool program, and it does. It helps our local working families who can barely make ends meet, and it gives them a way to provide Christmas things like clothes, toys, science, a STEM project kits, you know, athletic stuff, and bikes. And we do, I forget how many hundred bikes we do a year, too.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It's a great program.
Yeah, so people can find out more information about that online, whether they want to contribute or volunteer or if they're in need themselves.
They sure can. We have a Presence in Paradise Facebook page and presenceinparadise.org on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, and your service does not stop there, even though that is a very, very worthy cause. Rotary, you've been a longtime Rotarian.
I have. I've been a Rotarian now for well over 20 years. I've sort of lost count. But it's I'm a past president. I'm on the board of directors for Rotary. I'm the public image chair right now. And Rotary does a lot of good work. This year, we have just wrote a check for $50,000 to fund two full Take Stock in Children scholarships. Mm-hmm. And we fund a lot of individual scholarships as well.
Yeah.
We do a lot of donations to local worthwhile not-for-profits like AHAC, the Autism Society of the Keys, scholarships for Crane Point Hammock, summer camps, Pigeon Key. A lot of great local groups and not-for-profits get a lot of help from Rotary, and that's what we're designed to do. We're trying to, you know, be an answer to a lot of not-for-profits in the community and also provide scholarships for worthy young students trying to make better lives for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
And Rotary's motto is service above self. And our club is a growing club. We've got a lot of new young members coming in, and it's an exciting time to be involved with Marathon Rotary.
Yeah, it most certainly is. And I'm a Rotarian down in Key West, but your club is certainly very, very active, does a lot of tremendous work throughout the Keys and in Marathon in particular. Speaking with John Bartus, former mayor of the city of Marathon, very active, continuing to be active in the community. Wanted to highlight some of what John is doing, but also give the opportunity to highlight those organizations you're involved with and give them a little bit of additional exposure as well. Community Foundation, we talk with Jennifer on a regular basis.
Yes.
They do tremendous work, have done so for several decades in the Keys, and you are now going to get even more involved with them as well.
I am. Sarah and I just basically got involved with the foundation a little bit, and we believe in it so much so that we basically put, you know, we're in our estate, when we decide, that, you know, when the man upstairs decides that our time here is done, our estate is going to go additionally to a good chunk of that's going to go to Community Foundation of the Florida Keys.
Wow.
So that they can help keep not-for-profits funded down here.
Thank
so
you.
We've committed that much of our personal estate, whatever that's going to be at the end. And, you know, it's, you know, if you own a house down here, then you're pretty much a millionaire almost.
Yeah.
But we've committed that, and I've just been asked to be on the Middle Keys Advisory Board for Community Foundation.
Wow.
I think it's a wonderful, worthwhile organization, and I was honored to be asked, and we'll be honored to serve.
Well, thank you, and thank you to you and your lovely wife for that contribution and giving back to others, which you seem to have kind of in your DNA anyway. And you're going to help me with the pronunciation. I always have trouble with Jose. Help me there.
So Jose Wehebe, Spanish Fly Foundation.
That's it. Yes.
And what this group does, it raises money so they can help make kids' fishing dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some families, if you go to their annual dinner, there's some very heartwarming and touching stories about families who it's almost like a Make-A-Wish Foundation for these kids, except it's oriented around fishing. And the example that Jose Wehebe, this Spanish Fly himself, if you remember his fishing show, was a Spanish Fly TV show.
Mm-hmm.
He was amazing. And I really regret not knowing him better throughout the time he was around down here. He passed away several years back, and but his work lives on. He's got a great legacy going on. His daughter Christy is the director of the foundation, and we do great work there year round. There's all sorts of stuff like the Spanish Fly Music Foundation, mm-hmm. or the Music Festival, which is how I originally got involved with it and how I got asked to be on that board. Mm-hmm. But it's a wonderful group that does a lot of things and brings fishing into people's lives when they probably need it the most.
Yeah. Well, and they do have Christmas in July online auction. That's coming yep. up. They did have the Spanish Fly Shark Fly.
The Shark Tournament, just happened.
Just did. Yes. Yep. That was I think that was their first annual one, I believe. But that's
it was.
That was also a success. And we encourage people to go to the JoseWahabeFoundation.org, which is JoseWeJeb. Foundation.org for more information on that. Speaking with John Bartus, former mayor of the city of Marathon, and certainly continuing to contribute to his community. Also, you have a regular column in the Keys Weekly as well, don't you?
I have a regular column in the Keys Weekly. I publish Marathon in the Middle Florida Keys magazine.
Yes.
And I play out locally 5 nights a week thereabouts. I'm at Sparky's Landing tonight, Isla Bella tomorrow night, Saturday night Havana Jack, Sunday afternoon Skipjack Resort, Tiki Bar.
Wow. Busy, busy. So you things have not slowed down since you're no longer the mayor for now.
Oh, no. they just sort of shift gears a little bit.
That's well, all. And more things to come in your future as well. We can certainly talk about that when the time is right.
Yes, we can. Be happy to. And thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you. And your sultry voice is always very calming, calming for the morning show anyway. But we appreciate all that you and your wife do for the community. You're such incredibly giving people, and that is most evident. So we certainly want to continue to stay in touch with your latest endeavors.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. I'll be happy to be on.
Yes, sir. Well, you have a wonderful day. We'll see you very soon.
You too. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye now.
Yep. Bye now.
John Bartus with us, former mayor of the city of Marathon, city commissioner, and continuing to serve in multiple capacities and give back to his community. And what a great example he is. It is 9:01. This is Keys Talk, 96.9 102.5. The Talk of the Keys, getting set for Glenn Beck. He comes your way. Still lots of world events that are being watched very closely, minute by minute, followed by Clay and Buck. They come your way at noon. 3 o'clock, it's Sean Hannity. 6 o'clock, Mark Levin. 9 o'clock, Jesse Kelly. Coast to Coast AM overnight. Always breaking news as soon as it happens. And again, as mentioned, there's breaking news all the time. Local, state, national news is updated at least every half hour. And weather is updated for you around the clock, keeping you engaged and informed. And we appreciate you listening very, very much to Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the Talk of the Keys. And Glenn Beck, he is next.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
Switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
This is Florida News Now.
Today is an important day for Florida taxpayers.
Monday was tax day. Today is Florida Taxpayer Independence Day. Florida Tax Watch has dubbed this, April 18th, the day we're actually earning money for ourselves. The independent nonpartisan government watchdog has determined it took an average Floridian 107 days to pay local, state, and federal taxes, a day longer than last year. But notes because of our relatively low state and local tax burdens, our Taxpayer Independence Day is actually earlier than the average American. Eric Rodriguez, Miami.
A scary scene. The local Florida Department of Transportation, Florida Highway Patrol offices in Tampa evacuated. Police here found a guy in a car in the parking lot. They tried talking to him, but he shot himself. Police found wires and other suspicious items in the vehicle. The bomb squad was called out. After a couple of hours, the all clear was given, but an investigation continues. UCF quarterback KJ Jefferson arrested after turning himself in Arkansas. The 22-year-old was released 21 minutes later. Charges related to an alleged reckless driving and speeding incident from May of last year before he transferred to the school. He addressed the incident on his Instagram, saying he was ordered to 3 days of community service. And the Miami Heat with a heartbreaking 105-104 loss to the 76ers in the play-in tournament. The Heat have one more opportunity to make the playoffs as they host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow for a chance to secure the 8th seed. A huge announcement coming from their coach Spoelstra. Bam Adebayo officially named a member to the 2024 Olympics team.
Bam is representing the United States.
Adebayo joins Dwayne Wade as the only players in Heat history to compete in more than one Olympics. The Orlando Magic, meanwhile, who clinched the division, will play their first playoff game this Saturday in Cleveland, Ohio at 1 p.m. With Florida's News, I'm Natalie Rodriguez.
Calling all pirates, partiers, and constituents. Declare your fun dependence and join us for the 42nd annual Conch Republic Independence Celebration, April 19th through the 28th. Enjoy fun-filled festivities for all ages, many free, and at waterfront parks and storied saloons. Visit ConchRepublic.com for a full schedule of festivities and event tickets. That's ConchRepublic.com. Brought to you by the generous support of the Monroe County Tourist Development Council, Conch Republic Military, and Florida Keys businesses. The Florida Keys and Key West. Close to perfect, far from